So you're trying to preach.
Yes.
Right? But now, which was, according to you, your sort of assignment for that day, to go as you are and preach. But now you're unable to say the name of Jesus. Does that not bother you?
No. No devil can send you to preach Jesus.
Did anybody take you to a mental institute?
I think I'm not feeling well, in a sense, you know. And then I went to a mental institution. I went to two different mental institutions.
Okay. You were conscious of the fact that you were unconscious to your normal self.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow. And how did it feel to finally feel like yourself again?
The moment I want to step outside the house, fire on me. Like my whole body bends.
Hola there, San fam. San Bonani Dumelang Wararapo.
Lochani.
Oh, and recently, because we're in Paris,
yes,
we need to greet in is it French?
Yes.
Bonjour, San fam. And welcome to another one, whether you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us on our audio platforms, Spotify or Apple Podcast. Welcome. We're so glad you could join us and we hope you stay.
We definitely hope you stay. On that note, please help us reach our target of 500,000 subscribers. We are getting there. I mean, so far so good, right?
So far so good.
Sometimes you are showing us the love and we truly appreciate it. Look, to be a subscriber is absolutely free. So make sure that you click on that button that says subscribe so that we can reach this milestone together. It's been a long journey, but definitely a journey that is worth our time. We continue to grow, we continue to create impact, and we continue to tell authentic stories from our guests. Now, remember, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, all you have to do is to send us an email down below. And we love our exclusives, so please make sure that we are the first to bring your story to the world and to the rest of Africa. Please also follow us on our different social media platforms, TikTok, X, Facebook. We are everywhere. We even have a WhatsApp channel. Our promos and our pictures are exclusively posted for you. Let's get into our story today. Are we ready, Mili?
I'm ready.
I know this one is a good one for you because when we speak about dreams and the interpretation of dreams and understanding dreams, it's a conversation that we can have the entire day. Today we have our guest, Mr. William.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
I'm so happy, guys.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm so happy for what the Lord is about to do in this episode, you know. Mm. The scales will fall off people that, you know, are blind. They'll start to see. I promise you.
Mm. Okay.
Promise Interesting. You. All right. So before we get into that, can you introduce yourself to our audience?
Okay. Before I introduce myself, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you love the Lord Jesus? If yes, then why don't you take your dreams serious? Okay. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tebuho William Sibidi. I'm a filmmaker. I'm into entertainment industry. You know, just as my family used to, or rather they are calling me a dream architecture, because majority of the time we focus on dreams. What is it that you dreamed about and all those things. And then we dive deep as to how can we see now this thing manifesting. I'm coming from Val, but currently I'm in Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm residing in Johannesburg. And then I grew up loving soccer. I did, in terms of academics, I did engineering. And then I believe by the grace of God, I was led into the filmmaking, you know, and then that's when my, I believe I'm there for a purpose, because when, or rather on my journey with the Lord Jesus, that's when I understood, okay, like we make movies, okay, these things is also how God works. So I believe I'm in the entertainment industry, especially making movies for a purpose, because when my journey, or rather the plan of God manifests, I'm able to relate well. You understand? That's why when it comes to dreams, it's very simple, because I deal with pictures and videos, even with visions, even with prophecies. But I mainly focus on dreams because I am able to decode them faster. When you are able to decode dreams, visions becomes easy, prophecy becomes easy.
Okay. Sure, that's very interesting. And when did it start? Has it always been like that for you? Did it start when you were young? I mean, when did you realize that, hold on, I think I have a gift in this?
Okay. There is no gift of interpretation of dreams or whatever that thing.
Oh,
that
really?
Thing is caused by the Holy Spirit.
So it's okay.
Everyone can interpret their dreams, whether you are born again or not born again. This is a language that God speaks to everyone.
So it's not a gift.
It's not a gift. It's just a skill.
It is also it's accessible to anyone.
Anyone.
As it can long be learned. As it can be learned.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So this
okay.
is what is happening. Bible without the Holy Spirit is just a textbook. That's why other people, they just tear it. It's like, I don't understand this thing. It's confusing me, you know, and this thing is coming from foreign, as we are this. They are struggling to understand this Bible because they have all these researches that they made and all these doctrines that they made. At the time, the Holy Spirit is just the ultimate research. You can just take time, be there. Okay, let me cut that. Bible without the Holy Spirit is just a book. Dreams without the Holy Spirit is just dreams. So, everyone in the world, they dream. So, without the Holy Spirit, they can't really understand.
Yes, they can't get the revelation that comes with it. They can't get the message because you need the guidance of the Holy Spirit to be able to understand. Just like reading the Bible, I completely understand you. You need the guidance of the Holy Spirit to be able to understand the revelation.
Yeah.
And that's why you can never get tired of the Word of God. Every day that you read it, it's fresh. It's fresh. Fresh revelation every day.
Yeah.
Let's get into your story, because, you know, all of us have been through something. Surely you have been through the most, and this is why you are sitting on that hot seat.
Okay. Firstly, I spoke with my wife, spoke with my family.
Yeah.
Like, guys, please allow me, you know, because this is something that really, you know, like, traumatized them, you know, that, like, took them to a point whereby they even ask themselves, should we continue with this Jesus or not? All right. My story starts here when I was back in the Val in Seboke. So let me just go back, in a sense, to answer your question, in a sense, when did you realize this thing and so forth? I realized this thing because I'm one person that in a year I separate 40 days. And I fast just to seek God, not for material things and so forth, just to have an upgrade in the things of God, go to the next level. So there was this one particular time whereby I took that 40-day fast, and then I was just on a journey to know who the Holy Spirit is, you know, for myself, in a sense. Obviously, we have mentors, we have people that are helping us as we start the journey with the Lord. However, there's a time whereby you must also, like, outside of all external noises, you yourself experience Him for yourself, so that when you go out, you know the Jesus that you are talking about, or the Holy Spirit that you are talking about. So in this 40-day fast, and then it ended. Then after that 40 days fast, maybe 2 or 3 days, I went into another 21-day fast. So this one, this.
Wait.
Yes.
You went into a 40-day fast.
Yeah.
Immediately after that, you went into a 21-day fast.
Now, the 40 days fast one, it was mainly about who the Holy Spirit is. Huh?
Okay.
So coming out of 40-day fast, you won't come out the same, obviously.
Yes.
You know, you won't come out the same. So I went back into 21-day fast because I felt, I believe I was led. And only to find out that God just told me about dreams. There was nothing else. There was, because what's happening is why most of the people, they forget their dreams, or why most of the time dreams is like one of those things where you pay attention to them and then you don't. It's because they become more effective when you are on a fast, when you don't have food inside of you, because you shift your focus from physical to spiritual when you fast.
Okay. Yeah. Therefore, you're more then, awakened spiritually. Yes. Yeah.
Therefore, when you dream and so forth, these things become vivid, you know, to a point whereby you will dream this and then all of a sudden it happens.
It becomes clearer.
Yeah, it becomes clearer. Yeah. It's like you didn't understand. As we go, we'll cover like the things of deja vu. Why all of a sudden when you come into a room, it's like this thing has happened before. Something like that. We'll cover all those things. So the nicer things is we don't have time, unfortunately. But the nicer thing is I have a book whereby I wrote almost everything down that I learned. What's happening is a lot of people, you know, they can come here or be out there teaching dreams and so forth and so forth. How? So what I did in this book is that I took all the knowledge out there. I summarized it beautifully and clearly and jotted it down.
Okay. So the research is not just based on your experiences. So it's basically a consolidated feedback research, consolidated research from different people. Is that what you're saying?
It's like it's from personal experience. Remember the 40-day fast, in a sense, the dreams that I was having, they were vivid. Therefore, in that 21-day fast, I now understood, oh, why I was having those dreams. Why when I dreamt this mother giving mother, and then, no. Why when I dreamt this mother giving me money, then the next day she calls me to give me money, all those things. So it's more like majority of the information is from personal experience, and then also you need to amplify your
research,
your knowledge with the research out there in order for you to fit in the world, in a sense.
And also frequently ask questions, you know, about dreams, because people have like similar curiosity, you know. Like today you can literally Google, what does it mean if I dream about a lot of bees, for example, and then there's like an interpretation of that.
Because good news for you.
Continue. You have? Okay, because I once dreamt bees and I'm just like, what? I woke up and I'm like, did this bee sting me? And actually, when I Googled it, it was actually a good thing. It meant something good. But this is what I want us to talk about in terms of like a biblical reference, right? Dreams are also prophetic, right? So a lot of people who are called within the prophetic also get messages through dreams, through visions, also through direct messages. Other people say they hear the voice of God. But dreams is one of the mediums that God uses to speak to people prophetically in warning you, this is about to happen. And certainly those things do happen. So when it comes to that, because you don't associate it with a gift, but I know there are other people who are gifted in the prophetic and then who basically dream. So with you, right, how would you then reference how God then speaks to you outside you obviously having the gift of being a prophet, but communicating to you through dreams?
Okay. Can I jot that question down?
Yes.
Okay.
You can process it. Sorry, it's long.
Yeah. No, it's not that it's long. Just that I'm trying to also cover a build up and so forth to answer the questions that you asked me. I think as I speak, I get lost somehow.
Okay.
But it's not that I'm getting lost. We are led by the Spirit after all, you know.
Yes.
What is important that people must understand is majority of the time, in order for you to understand someone who's working with Jesus, you must have the Holy Spirit. For example, I always say, wherever I go, in order for you to understand me, you must have the Holy Spirit, because you won't receive a silver platter like this. Some things are hidden. It's for you to go and meditate, and then he reveals them in a way that you never expected. We can't cover a lot of things, you understand, in the world, obviously. So, as I was saying, my story starts here. I was back home. Then I had this dream. Bah! You understand? So, I'm sleeping. Okay. Yeah. It was after when I learned, after the experiences, long after 21-day fast and so forth. So, I have this dream. Okay. It's fine. now that by the grace of God, you know, I understand. So this dream, I'm in big buildings. I'm sitting like this, it's cold. Big buildings. And I feel lonely in that dream. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm feeling lonely in that dream, you see how Johannesburg buildings are. It's like those kinds of buildings, like skyscrapers, big buildings.
Okay.
Yes. And then I'm sitting like this down, holding my knees like this. And then all of a sudden, I rise up, and then I'm walking in a certain direction. As I'm walking, I arrive in this house. When I arrive in this house, I enter, and then there's an old man there. Not really an old man, but a guy sitting on a chair like this. Sitting like a boss in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I enter, that guy stands up, and I no longer see him. And then when I look inside the room, I see a woman with a child sitting there. It's like they are neglected or they were abused, mm-hmm. something like that in that house. And then that woman is like, ah, I've been we've been waiting for you.
Mm.
We've been waiting for the counselor. And then after she says that, the guy arrives.
The guy who disappeared in the beginning.
Yeah. Comes again. And then when he comes inside the dream, I get inside, okay, this is the devil. So as he comes in, and then I'm like, I don't remember what I said exactly, but I defeated the guy, and then he just ran away.
Mm.
After I defeated the guy, then that woman changed, because it's like, you know when you wear makeup and then you remove it and then you don't remove it nicely.
Mm.
It's like it was there.
Mm.
So that woman was like, after I defeated the devil, then that woman was back, healthy again, nice makeup, all those things. And then when I wake up, God is like, I'm going to send you to ICT. You have to go and dethrone to ICT.
Oh, ICT.
Yeah,
okay,
like those tall buildings and so forth. I mean Val, I mean Sbokeng at that time. You know, my dream, my life is there. You understand?
You're not residing in Joburg.
I'm not in a position to even go to like cities or whatever.
Mm.
My life is in the Val. Then when I interpret the dream, getting the insight, there are levels of understanding your dream, you understand?
Mm.
In the book, I cover simple interpretation, advanced interpretation, and then the extended version of the book, which is going to be on Takealot Amazon, will have what I call creative interpretation. But the book is enough for you to have a strong foundation, in a sense, to be like, okay, I'm getting it. I'm also giving you the keys as to how to unlock. And one of the major key that I say in the book is that if you forget a dream, if you don't remember a dream, move on with your life. Nothing is going to happen after all.
Okay.
You know? Yes. So
I think that's important.
Yes, it's important.
Because you can literally beat yourself up for forgetting a dream because you felt like it was so important and that something big happened and you're like, I can't
we grow up, we are like this and we like
we
the dreams, we don't even take them into consideration. Therefore, is one of the major keys as to don't stress, you know, God will come again when you yield to him.
Mm.
All right. So...
So Joburg, and then
I'm going to send you to a seat.
Mm.
There is a God sitting there. You must dethrone the guy. And then I'm like, okay. That's where your question comes, in a sense, to be like, other dreams, they are prophetic. It's like you, when you check it, it's like, this thing is not gonna happen now. It's a prophetic dream, it's telling you about the future. There are different types of dreams, in a sense. Yeah, well. So I get a call. I was jobless at the time, you know, just focusing on the Lord, going somewhere, doing some peace jobs, getting help from my brothers, you know, in the Lord and all those things. I get a call from this company. Hello, yes, we need someone that is going to lecture film and television here in our company. And then I'm like, okay, how did you get my numbers? And then they're like, I never applied I'm telling you guys, I never applied. Really? I'm working there now, and I'm here. And I'm here. I never applied for that job.
What?
This is what is happening. How do you know that God is leading you? Where he leads you, he will provide.
Mm.
You understand? Simple as that. Don't be, okay, let me leave the leadership of God. I'm here. So I never applied to that job. Those guys, they just called me, and then I'm like, okay, let me go. Guess the location, Johannesburg.
Hey!
When I get to Johannesburg, I get there with nice suits and so forth. Those guys, they ask me questions about Philim. I mean, Philim is inside of me. Duh.
Yeah.
So I'm like hitting them. And those guys, they were like, we are happy, but we'll call you. After maybe not sometime, few hours, the Lord provides me with money. And then those guys, they call. They're like, okay, you got the job.
Mm.
I understand. But, you know, yes, the salaries, these negotiations and so forth. The money that I got, guess what, was able to make me relocate same time, go to Johannesburg.
Same time.
Wow. Where God leads you, he provides.
Yeah.
You don't need to push yourself. Just wait on the Lord, you know, but keep on applying. Keep on being also a human being. Don't mix spiritual things with physical things. Later on,
put in the work.
Later on, as we close the episode, I have nice stuffs, you know, that is going to really bless almost everyone, and then they'll be able to prosper almost in everything that they do. Okay, so get to Johannesburg, settle. Nice family, job, nice. And then I get money again. I wrote the book in Johannesburg. After coming here.
So you've been receiving miracle money almost all your life.
Let's call it a miracle money.
It's for a miracle now. Money. Because you always say, I received money from the Lord.
Yes.
I know the Lord didn't walk in your room and personally give you money. This is miracle money. Come from God, yes, but he provides and uses anything and anyone to make sure that he provides.
You use your brain.
Yes, to know that it's him. Mm. It could have only been God. I get it.
For example, how I got the money, I pushed hard in my business so that clients can come. Yeah, I did not go to my room, God, give me money. No, that's not how it works.
Come on now.
We use wisdom, you understand. Okay, let me push further. All right. So, I get money. Okay, one thing that was happening about this book, whenever, as I was writing it, whenever I needed money, I would go and finish some chapter and then I'll get money. That's why I believe internally, this book, I was writing it with my guardian angel and also the angels that are working for my life. I'm telling you, if
it's
I needed...
It's like you were employed.
Yeah, it's like...
and getting
and paid. I couldn't understand, no? It's like, I even told my partner one time, I'm like, you know, when I read this book, I always get money. Some client will come here, I need the music video, all of a sudden, all those things, you know. That's when I saw that this book is super spiritual. And that's why I advise almost everyone to get it, in a sense, you know. Okay, pushing further, I get money, I move to just here in as the Bramfontein. I don't have to say locations for this fine.
Yeah.
In Bramfontein, in a sense. And then I became very wealthy when I arrived here.
Wow.
In a sense of getting other opportunities in terms of the field that I'm doing, meeting other people in the industry and whatnot. Even though I'm not there, but I'm content.
Yes.
Understand? So, time comes now. You know, my family has to go, then they leave me behind. I'm alone in a room, you know. And then the Lord comes. How does he come? How did he come to me personally? It was through his small, still voice inside of me, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, he comes in different ways, a vision, whatever. But for this one, he came in a small, still voice. He's like, is the time to dethrone the God. It's the time to dethrone the God. Yeah, I remember that dream that I gave you. Okay. I'm like, okay, I try to sleep. When I sleep, I wake up. Imagine. I sleep, I wake up. I'm trying to run away from the internal voice. I sleep, I wake up. I sleep. Let me tell you something. The Lord Jesus, when you really meet the real Jesus, I'm telling you, even when you were just saying, the real demons, they will flee because they are thinking you will say Jesus. The real demons, they know Jesus. When you meet the real Jesus, demons don't matter anymore. Devil don't matter anymore. So, and even when you meet the real Jesus, you don't have a choice but to pass through. That's why I was so happy to come to I've Been Through the Most podcast, because he will put you through the most.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
He will. And when he comes, that's why I say don't force visions. Don't force yourself imagining the Lord Jesus entering. Stop. He will come when he wants. You understand? Just live your life, live normal,
enjoy,
go to the mall and all those things. The Lord will come when he wants to come to you. Don't force things. That's why other people, they end up leaving God because they're like, this thing is not alive. No, you are. Same thing with dreams. Okay, let me push further. I'll come. It's time to go. Okay. The clothes that I'm wearing, so nice. Okay, let me go outside and these things are happening internally. Let me go outside and preach to some 2 people, you know. The moment I want to step outside the house, fire on me. Like my whole body bends. The whole body bends. I'm like, okay. Like, what's happening? I close off. Naked. Okay.
You're burning that much?
Yeah. Burning to a point whereby the clothes were not even doing me justice. Today, I'm able to take a lot of people to him and also to warn them from experience. The Spirit of the Lord pushed me to go outside, preach, N-A-K-E-D. And guess where was my main location? Here in the center of Johannesburg.
Huh?
Yeah. I almost came to Newtown Junction, but I went somewhere. But yeah.
So you were walking like that?
In Johannesburg, walking, naked, preaching the name of Jesus. That is, God help me how to explain it well.
Yeah, yes, please so, explain it.
I go outside. The security guard at the door is like, he runs away. It's like, I don't want to get into this. I don't know what was going on in his mind. But for me, fear was gone. I was bold. It was like I was wearing, it was like I was wearing something. And in my mind, there are other voices or other thoughts saying, you are not wearing, you are not wearing, you are not wearing. And inside there is another voice that says, who says you are not wearing? Who said you are not wearing? Then I kept on pushing, I kept on pushing. And then, you know, when I go outside, I meet few people. And then those guys, they are like, hey, what are you doing? Go and dress. And then I'm like, listen, when I want to say Jesus, words can't come out. So I'm like, how can I tell them? How can I tell? They were drinking beer. And I'm like, let me take this beer. They gave me a beer. And then I'm trying to write Jesus with the beer down. When I, what is the correct word?
Pouring.
When I try to pour the beer to write Jesus, the guy attacks me, is like, hey, that is my beer. What are you doing? And then I'm like, okay, I passed this guy.
So you're trying to preach.
Yes.
Right?
Mm.
But now, which was according to you, your sort of assignment for that day, mm-hmm. to go as you are and preach. Mm. But yes. Now you're unable to say the name of Jesus. Does that not bother you?
No. Later on, okay. You'll understand okay. as the story goes by. Okay. I'm trying to... Okay, I move from these guys. Mm. I meet other guys there, somewhere in the garage there. And then, inside of me, an intake or whatever, something takes me again, and then it's like, go inside the, you know, garages, they sell something.
Yeah.
Go inside there, grab whatever you want, and leave. I'm like, obviously, with your mind, you know that thing is wrong, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back, push.
It's pushing you.
Confidence. When I get there, I grab the snacks. The security guy comes.
I cry out.
There's a lady there at the counter. The lady screaming. Oh, what is, obviously, I'm naked. Oh, what's happening? The other guy comes with some book. They beat me. I run. As I run, then I come this side. You know, moving from that location to this side. Moving to this side. When I get to this side, I move. Now I feel the same feeling I was feeling in a dream. I'm alone, like this, in a big cities. The same feeling
that you
matches.
That dream.
I try to hide in these buildings as I move. As I try to hide, I go, pass through the tar road, confidently so. There's no fear of people who will make me turn. There's no fear of people who will shoot me. Just the real Jesus pushing his agenda. You will see why he did that, why it was Jesus, you understand? Okay. No devil can send you to preach Jesus, you understand? Let us not credit the devil. That guy is already under our feet. They are defeated. What's happening is we are fighting from victory. Mm-hmm. Jesus already won. There was a show that was playing on the SABC. It's like, Onobeganjan, something like that. Okay. It's like you have already won, then you dance to show us how you won, something like that. So what's happening is we are like that. We are fighting from victory. You understand?
This thing of you thinking
this dream is coming from the devil. Yeah, relax and chill, you know. Okay, let me push the story.
But you do understand, like, why that would be the way in which it's received. That it's not from God, because you are walking in the streets. Mm. You're unable to vocalize properly what you want to say. You are stealing from a garage, you know. So only you know that you want to preach, but what you're actually doing is not that. Mm. So then why would somebody from the outside then say, this is Jesus?
That's why you must listen
without
to the
context.
Whole.
Yes.
That's why you must listen to the whole. Yeah. That's why you must listen to the whole podcast at home. Stop this thing of cutting videos and misleading people. One day you'll meet this Jesus and he will beat you for that. Okay, moving forward. I move to a certain location. Now it's like maybe 7 or whatever, it's getting dark.
Okay.
I move to a certain location. I can't recall that location, but I know it is those guys, in a sense, they are holding almost everywhere in the world, but for Johannesburg, they are the ones that are holding also. So I meet a lot of people on the streets. Then some are lovely, some are not. Some were understanding. Others, they were giving me clothes, you understand, to wear and all those things. And then now it's like later on, and then I'm in this location, and then the Lord is like, I'm experiencing two worlds at the same time. This is what is happening. Eh? We are there's a thin line between spiritual world and a physical world.
Mm.
That's why you must train yourself into the voice of God. Listen, what I'm saying is not that Jesus will do this to a like all people. No, there are certain prophets in the Bible or children of God that got naked. There was a message why they were naked. Prophet Isaiah, Prophet Micaiah. There was a message behind that. You understand? Not everyone will do 40 days, 40 nights. It was for specific people. You, what is your story? What is your chain? Dance and be creative in your story and let the kingdom of God spread after all. So, as I'm sitting, then the voice is like, you are about to meet the guy.
That you must dethrone.
Yes, in a sense. So, whew. And then as I'm like that, like now in my mind, I'm like, ah, God, how can you put me in this thing? Like this, God, what will people say at home? What will my family say? But at the same time also, the joy of the Lord is there. It's like two worlds at the same time. So, there's a guy that comes. The guy is like, hello, are you fine? I can't really hear the guy, oh, but I can see who he is and all those things. Guys, hello, how are you? Okay, don't worry, I have a way. I have a way for you. It's fast. It's quick. No, you'll get money. When I look at the guy, the guy is a Muslim. You understand? Obviously. We are not fighting against Muslims or whatever, but everything that tries to come against the kingdom of God, it must be dethroned. Whether you dethrone it by singing, music, or whatever. Me, I met that God. It doesn't mean that guy is the devil. It doesn't mean that guy is... These things are symbolic, you understand?
Yeah, so on symbolic. That day, it happened that this guy that you met...
Yes.
Okay.
So this guy is like, come. So where I am, I'm in a position to be like, I want to leave this Jesus, obviously, because it's like I'm going crazy now, you understand? And then this guy is like... Obviously, everyone wants man. It's like, no, when you get here, it's like just nearby there was, it's like he was going to church or something.
Okay.
So he wanted to take me along. His ways was like, you will get a man.
So he's thinking you are like a beggar, yes. Someone homeless. Okay.
So me resisting that and so forth, that's how I dethroned the God for my purpose, for the mission that I came with. Maybe in his mind, that guy, transformation happened in a sense, to be like, isn't it that people need money? Or if he wanted to, because it was night, how is it that you go to church at night in a sense? I don't know. But yeah. I believe, even though I don't have a full information, but the fact is I resisted the shortcuts of life, because that was he was saying, I'll give you shortcuts.
Because you don't know how you're going to get that money. You don't know where this man was taking you. So
he was
there could be
you
more.
An idea, and he used terms of saying money, right? But you don't know what he was selling you.
Okay. So, yes. So I believe that's how I defeated the God in a sense. Maybe someone might be like, no, that's the... Maybe for me, it was a God. Maybe 2 days, 3 days, I was going to leave my faith. You understand? For something. So everyone has a mission. When the real Jesus meets you, he will put you in your mission, whether you like it or not.
So did you go home after that?
Okay, just to cut the long story short and also get to the nicer stuff. After that, I slept on the streets with these guys that are sleeping on the streets. You know, my spiritual eyes were widely open after encountering that guy. Before that guy, it was like I was badly fighting. But after meeting the guy, now they gave me clothes. Now I'm wearing, but they are big and so forth.
Okay.
My spiritual eyes were widely open. Mm-hmm. Widely open to a sense to see like, okay, actually, you know, these people that are sleeping outside, it's like they have a divine purpose why they are here, in a sense. Maybe they are escorting the souls of God relating to what's happening in the spiritual, not seeing what's happening in the physical, in a sense. Because those guys took care of me. They gave me blanket and so forth. Then some of them, now the voice was coming out.
Okay.
Some of them, I was telling them about Jesus and whatnot. I didn't stay in one location because when I sleep, I would wake up again.
Okay.
And then I would have inspiration move, go to another, go to another, go to another.
So
I
saw, you basically left a place.
Imagine.
With a roof imagine. And everything.
A bed.
To imagine. Go and stay in the streets.
Imagine for that night.
Like a homeless person.
For that night.
For that night, yeah.
For that night. So I was busy preaching. Okay, just to cut the long story short. Fast forwarding. Fortunately, I was able to go back to my room and all those things. So what's happening is, this is what is going to happen for the people that are not receiving Jesus now. You understand? They will never hear the preaching again. Even when us who know the truth, we want to tell them because it's going to be late, in a sense. If they don't receive the Lord Jesus now, they will seek the word, they will what? You see now they are wearing nice clothes, you know, they are far from the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, when the fire comes, everyone will, you will feel like this house is boring me. That's why some other couples, when a demon comes, it's like I'm leaving you. Stay here with your house because there's an entity that entered the house. So as the world unfolds and goes to the end, you know, like a lot of entities will enter people and they will be shamed in a sense. So I was when I asked the Lord later on, well, how can you let me walk naked in a sense? It was like I'm putting you in a situation, you know, to warn the people what they will experience. They will have confusion inside. They will want to steal, aka looting. Those things, they will come back. People will be like possessed or whatever. Now, the hand of the Lord is moving slowly and slowly and slowly. So I had to pass there so that I can warn them, so that I can preach to them that for now, yes, you are living a happy life and so forth, but without the Holy Spirit, there are entities that will come and enter human beings. And human beings will, the business that you are hiding behind, people will come, steal from you, take from you. You'll want to hold, have
chaos,
bodyguards and so forth.
Control.
Because poverty would have risen at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I think I tried to cover the story in a sense, but the moral of the story or the purpose was, people, receive the Lord Jesus. More importantly, try to find the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't doubt the Bible. Bible, obviously, you won't understand it without the Holy Spirit. Because the times that are coming are going to be hard to a point whereby when, okay, let me come to this so that you understand. You mastering your dreams, or rather why I was able to escape and also I was able to interpret what was happening and also come back to my life and all those things is because I understand how dreams work in a sense. If you dream me stabbing you, you understand? It's not that in actual fact I'm stabbing you. You just need to relate as to what is it that I symbolize? What is it that I represent? Maybe when I'm with you, I'm always gossiping. Meaning God is warning you, the spirit of gossiping is attacking you. Be careful. You understand? So, so you mastering how to interpret your dreams and all those things, you'll be able to also gel well in the world and interpret, okay, gel well and be aware of the soon coming, the signs of or soon coming of the Lord, not only the second coming of Jesus to the whole world, but also to you, your family, your life, and all those things.
So you can be able to live within a community where you know these people are safe for me, these are good friends or stuff like that. And okay, so I want us to get into like a few you know, examples of the most common dreams and what they mean.
Okay. Whew. We are done with the story. The story was hard.
My
family, I tried to explain, even though it is big, the story is big.
Mm.
It's very big. But the reason why I'm here is like, in a sense, to help all human beings, or the ones that are, for me, in a sense, you know, everyone has their followers or subscribers. Not everyone will resonate with you, obviously.
Yes.
For people that will,
that one by person grace, that was meant to hear
one,
you. Came.
Thank you for that. Thank you for making my heart to calm down. One person.
So that I understand you.
Yeah.
And, you know, my follow-up question would be, I understand it in the context of the spiritualization of it, right? But in the physical, I can understand how absurd it can look.
Yeah.
Did anybody take you to a mental institute, or did you find yourself, you know, just as a follow-up to that experience? Because it's an extreme experience, and I can understand why you say it's painful for your family, because it's just like, oh, it's a lot for us to deal with it. Now you're going to tell it to the world, you know?
Mm.
Did you ever find yourself in those spaces because of this particular event?
Okay, thank you so much. I know this story is so interesting because it is spirit moved. Everyone will hear this story will be like, you understand? Mm. But the main highlight is the book, you understand?
Mm.
But also, let's do the nice things. Mm. So the moment that I came back to my room, you know, I thought the journey is over. I'm back now. Mm. I did, at least. I don't even know how did I get the braveness and all those things to go outside. For me to come back now, remember my spiritual eyes are widely open. And as my spiritual eyes are widely open, it's like I can see a building, but I'm not seeing a building in a sense. It's like I can see building, I'm not. So I was struggling to come back. So I'm like, okay, God, can you please bring me back? Can you please bring me back? Can you please bring me back?
You wanted to feel like yourself again.
Yes, to a point whereby I bless God that he put me through that.
Okay.
You understand? Everything happens for a reason. Don't give credit to the devil, please.
Mm.
The Lord Jesus is bigger than anything.
Amen.
Mm. Obviously, we must, not that he can't deceive us, but God is bigger.
Mm, amen.
You understand? So, okay, my family got me in a sense. And then, you know, I was like, okay, I think I'm not feeling well in a sense, you know. And then I went to a mental institution.
Mm-hmm.
When I got there, before, or rather, myself came back inside the mental institution. When I entered mental institution, I saw people in there that are praying for others to get healed. I saw people inside mental institution preaching the word. I saw others
inside,
inside
to each other.
So what's happening is people that are prophetic, they struggle mentally. In a sense, every prophet or every prophetic, unfortunately, we are all prophetic generation, you know. So at some time, we will have a struggle to adapt to the things. So that's why I'm like, don't force them. God will do them for you. Because when you force them, then you struggle to balance as to, am I here? Am I? That's why sometimes you talk alone.
Yeah. But then don't say that everyone is prophetic, because then that's when people then overthink and want to, you know, see or hear things that it's just not part of who they are.
Okay, why do I say everyone is prophetic?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone experiences deja vu. Everyone, whereby you come and then you are like, I feel like this thing is happening again.
Mm.
It's because we are wired in that way, in a sense whereby when we sleep, the Bible says, for those he foreknew, he predestined them. Meaning, our life is already done. God knows the future. We are going to the future, but to the to the past of God. In a sense whereby when we sleep, we get the glimpse as to what is devil is a liar. As to what is it that God has for us pertaining the present, pertaining the past, whether you need to forgive and forget for the past, pertaining present, what is it that you must do pertaining the future, in a sense. Okay, let's remove the word prophetic because it can be scary in a sense.
Mm.
But in a way, we are wired in a sense that we are living a life that has already happened in a way. That's why you experience deja vu. Like I jotted down everything here in the book so that you understand.
Interesting what you say. So you're saying that everything that we're going through and the life that we're living, we've already lived it before.
Amen.
So when you are experiencing a deja vu, it's simply because you were there.
This is what is happening.
You actually deja vu went. Yeah.
This is what is happening. This is what is happening. Mm. When you see someone, and once, and then you don't see them after some time. Maybe you see them 3 years. When you see the person, you are like, I think I've seen this person before. What's happening is your eyes saw that thing and the brain stored that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening when you experience deja vu, your brain is not lying to you. It's like you saw this thing is stored inside of you.
It did happen.
Meaning when you were sleeping, God was showing all these things. Now you are sick, so, but
so
you're going to be here.
So this podcast happened and this conversation happened?
No. I believe so. I believe so, in a sense, to be like, everything was planned. You understand? I applied for this podcast, but I never got reply, meaning it was not for that time. But I knew, even if it's not sent, but it's going to be a bigger one,
like,
in a sense.
I don't think how I'm understanding him. Not that this happened before, but if you have a dream before this happens and then this happens, it's like somehow.
So some events, you're saying selected events have happened before. That's what you said.
Then you can get a glimpse of it before it happens.
Yes.
So that when it happens, it feels like you were there before, but you were actually having a glimpse of what to happen.
So okay. God won't reveal everything to you.
Not that it's reversed.
Okay, because
not
you
that
need
it happened before.
Yes, but you can see it before it happens.
Okay.
Not that it happened before, just like in movies. I shoot movies.
Okay.
Not
okay,
fiction.
Okay.
No. It's like you need to also use your brain in a sense to be like, why is like this thing has happened? It's like I'm seeing this thing is like the whatever. Not every time, obviously, this thing comes and
it's
goes.
It's a preparation almost.
Yes, it comes
okay,
and goes. You understand?
Fine.
So dreams are important in a point whereby, okay, what helped me to come back full and also be this handsome? Sorry, okay. Sorry. This is because I was able to understand that God is a symbolic being. The Holy Spirit descended like a dove. We all know that the Holy Spirit is not a dove. You understand? The devil is moving around like a roaring lion. Does that mean we must go to the zoo and take all the lions that they are devil? Or does that mean that all the snakes are devil? No, these things are symbolic. You understand? Now, how do you know that you have interpreted whatever that you are interpreting correctly?
Yeah.
Your heart will feel peace. Confusion will flee. And no one will feel peace for you. No one will feel that you are not confused. You yourself, you will have the spirit inside of you bearing witness.
Like
a deja vu, your spirit is bearing witness for you. Even though you can tell me, I feel like this thing happened, I don't know. But inside of you, there is a bearing witness spirit that, yes.
We will either confirm or deny it. Okay, I want us to go back a little bit because I believe there is a very big lesson here.
Yeah.
While you are in the mental institute, how long were you there for?
Institution.
Oh, my God. Innocent, right?
Yes.
Innocent. Hey. The journey, I thought that mental institution was there. Was good. When I came out, I went to another one. Hey, the story is so painful, but I'm grateful. I went to two different mental institutions.
Okay.
And what I learned there is that all these people, they are just struggling from interpreting these things that you
are
don't
going on internally.
You don't, like I'm saying, you dream me stabbing you. It's not that Literally, I'm saying that. Just you need to decode by the Holy Spirit. Just like Bible is written in a way whereby we need to decode it in a sense whereby we find ourselves, we find peace, we find purpose, and then we stick to it positively so that tomorrow I'm going to make it and all those things. So the guys in the mental institution, in a sense, they are not even the guys in the mental institution, almost everyone, even outside, they are struggling to actually understand in a point whereby some of the things, like you just need to use a brain. Like I'm saying, I got money because I have business, you understand, and all those things. You just need to, okay.
So. Yeah, please answer my question. Like
I need to know, right? And I know why I'm saying this because in the way that you explain it, trust me, I get it, right?
But you don't want people to now discredit what you are saying.
I want somebody in a family whom they have someone like that, and they'll be like, yes, you know, who so and so and so actually went through this, and they've been saying this, right? And how long the process took for you to come back to the less spiritually too exposed. Right?
Nice question.
So I want them to understand the journey, to say sometimes this is a process, not an overnight thing. And I believe that's why perhaps you move from the one institution to the next, because it was a journey, it was a process. How long was that journey for?
Okay. Like I say, before you interpret other people's dream, take about 5 years interpreting yours. Understand? So maybe give yourself a year, you know, just like I gave myself a year. Don't talk about the spiritual things. For example, other people is not a spiritual things, it's smoking, whatever. They see all these things. Stay away from all those things. Go to rehab and all those things until you come back to yourself. You understand? So as for me personally, even my family had a problem. You are not interpreting our dreams. Don't tell me about dreams. You are not. No, let's pray. God is there. But me participating, because I have seen the extent as to when you yield to the Lord. You understand? Sometimes He takes you heights to a point whereby now you are scared of Him and so forth. To humble you, you understand? To humble you, to be like, your time is coming, you understand? Before I went to another institution, in a sense, I believe I was applying in order to tell my story. I was applying, you know, God sent me to another to be like, humble, wait, humble. And then I stopped applying to talk about my story and so forth. And then I took about a year, you know, just focusing on my work, and praying, not leaving the Lord, but trusting that one day He will give me courage. And guess what? He provided.
I have a last question. So my last question is that I heard you trying to explain how the other people at the mental institution is, I don't want to say diagnosed, that's why I'm saying explain for a reason, because diagnose is too big and really just, you know, saying that they are just seeing things differently, right? And I want us to get into that, because I don't want us to discredit the fact that people need attention in that institution for a reason, and the professionals that are there are there for a reason. And that people are not only there just because they don't have a problem, right? So do you feel like they're being misunderstood because you saw it differently? So you didn't just see it in a physical way, the way we see it, right? You saw it in a spiritual way as well. That you could get a different sense of communication from them that we can't get from
and
them.
And perhaps not all of them. And yeah, not all of them.
Because others, they were violent, so
So did you feel misunderstood, and did you feel that the people there were also being misunderstood?
Okay. I think Millicent, it's not a matter of being misunderstood and so forth. It's just a matter of you coming to reality and taking things slow, especially when it comes to the things of God. You understand?
But not everyone in the believes in God.
Yes, and also, just like I said, the addictions, the smoking, whatever that puts you in astral projection or
astral plane. But spiritually, you were aligned.
In a sense
you believe?
In a sense of?
In terms of understanding with the other patients.
I'm going to tell you that I toned myself down because now I believe I was struggling, you understand? So I had to tone myself down. So I cannot say I was connecting spiritually. Okay. I was observing with an eye to be like, okay, why this person is observing? Oh, why is doing this? Why that one is talking alone? Why that one is like he's fighting alone at the corner and so forth? So I cannot say that I was connecting spiritually, but I was looking it at a point whereby I must also be well so that I can go back to my baby. I can go back to my family and avoid all whatever that they are doing. And also when I step out, I am able to advertise the Holy Spirit in a way that will not take you off and then you are mad.
Okay. It was a conscious decision for you to tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
So you were well aware and you were conscious of everything, what you did.
And I asked, sorry to cut you. I asked my family to take me to hospital because I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
In a sense, you know. So hospitals are just like you said; they are there for a reason. Yeah, in a sense.
To help you
and
control.
And we bless God for that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, he beautifully said it to say, a lot of those experiences, you had little control over it.
Yeah.
You know, so you knew that okay. Lord, you take me through this. However, I still need control of myself.
Yeah.
And so you needed. You were conscious of the fact that you were unconscious to your normal self.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow. And how did it feel to finally feel like yourself again? In closing.
Okay. So in closing, guys, please go to my Instagram, Deboho William Sibidi. The book is for free. You'll get the link there. Click the link and then go through the book. You'll understand it. It's simple. You'll really understand it. It's not difficult. I even went further to interpret 100 dreams, for example. You understand? So that you
just
see.
Just to give context.
Yes, 100 dreams
interpreted. Please give us the popular ones that people are more curious about.
Maybe
to
just
interpret.
One because of time.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. In a dream, you want to run, but you can't run.
Yes. Mm.
I think everyone is a common dream.
Yes.
You want to run, but you can't. So what's happening is like the Lord is basically telling you that your things are not moving. You might think that you are moving, but you need to pray. Your things will stuck.
Mm.
If you don't pray, your things will stuck.
Yes.
You are chased by a dog. Number two, you are chased by a dog. Then you wake up from a nightmare. That does not mean the chasing is stopped. You need to pray. Because the devil is doing something. Not that the dream is coming from the devil. No, God is revealing to you what's happening background. You understand? Another common one is which one?
Falling off the bed. You know that one where like you're dreaming, you're falling, and then you're actually
falling in a hole.
Okay.
A bed, yeah, from that a one, bed.
That one, just like I said, I have a lot of beautiful ways to interpret dreams. But when we stick to simplicity, that one is self-explanatory, you know. You might be falling into sin. You might be falling in love with someone that is toxic. You don't know. You understand? You might be falling into a scam. They scam you tomorrow. But God is like, I gave you a dream. Why didn't you interpret your dream?
Okay, last one. When you dream of someone passing away, because I think that's the dreams that are the most sensitive. You know, when someone calls you and says, I dreamt about you, you were dead. Or you were dying, or it was your funeral.
Because it's very common.
And it's very disturbing for someone to call you and tell you that I dreamt it was your funeral. I mean, you know, what does that mean?
Okay. You can be, you are a human being, but you don't interpret your dreams. Worst part, you are a Christian, but you don't interpret your dreams. It's a problem. Okay. Coming to you. You are the best interpreter for your dream. When? You understand? So what's happening with dreams is this. The moment you take your dream to someone, You must be sensitive. Who are you giving to? Because how it will manifest is because of the interpreter. Receiver. The interpreter. Or the person that you gave it. You understand?
So that's why you must interpret it yourself. Put power in it. So I can then say, if you dreamt about me dying, it's probably something dying in my life or whatever.
Thank you.
Instead of me, I'm like, it's not me. Like when someone drew me and says you are pregnant, I'm like, nope.
Why? What?
It's a destiny. Maybe you're picking up with a new job, with a new opportunity,
and you something, not a baby.
Simple as that. When you do those things, I mean, there's what I call creative interpretation. Oh my God! When I
so you wouldn't have a book, Moose, if we're all doing it.
When I move, when I move that side of creative interpretation, it's like everyone can interpret a dream, whatever. But when will it come to pass? Which date, which time, when we want to see it coming to pass, you know?
Yeah, okay. And once it's coming to pass, on that note, we are going to close the episode because us and Mr. William can go on and on and on and on. But I think that was such a fantastic episode filled with so many different layers, flavors to the story. And I believe, and I'm sure of this, that someone is going to relate to it and that we're going to receive a lot of emails and feedback from this one. Yeah. Your experience is unique. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being vulnerable to uncover, you know, some of the painful moments in your life. But you know that it's not for you. It's not just about you, but it's for a greater purpose, you know. So I hope that you receive it well and that we look forward to your feedback in the comment section down below. Be nice.
Yes, and I think also with your experience, it would be so nice as a filmmaker. I mean, we studied film as well. Oh. So, you know, to sort of put that into
a movie.
Into a film, you know?
Please, guys. Huh?
Yeah, I think that would be interesting, right?
Yeah, anyway, we need to work together.
Please.
Yeah, let's do a film, you know, with like skyscrapers. It's not going to be a thriller, though, but there's going to be lots of lessons to be learned. Thank you so much for watching. We're looking forward to hearing your feedback. And of course, like you said, please do get the book. It is for free, and he will also extend it where it will be available on other platforms to purchase. But we appreciate you for watching, and we'll see you on the next one. For myself, Millicent,
and myself, Innocent, and our guest, Mr. William,
and our God team behind the scenes.
It's bye for now. I've been through the most.